Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Sharon Goldsworthy, mayor of Germantown, Keith McDonald, mayor of Bartlett, Chris Caldwell, vice chairman of the Shelby County School Board, and Bill Drees, senior reporter with the Memphis Daily News. I'm going to start with you, Chris Caldwell. But there are some big outstanding issues, the biggest being the buildings and who would own them. And then another issue that has been reported and has been talked about a lot, and it's the sticky issue of students in unincorporated Shelby County. So they don't live in the city of Memphis. They don't live in the city of Germantown or Bartlett or wherever. There was a proposal voted on and approved. You voted for it, I believe.
Yes.
That, from the board's point of view, at least set the tone and set the direction of negotiations.
What we voted on was to give the general counsel and the superintendent some parameters to start negotiations with all the municipalities. We realize that they're anxious to start school next year, and so we need to get this done as quickly as possible, but not so quickly that we don't give it full and due consideration and thoughtful consideration.
In many cases, for instance, in Bartlett, all the schools that are in Bartlett that are sort of known as the Bartlett schools would go to the Bartlett School District. But certainly the biggest news story that came out of it, and I'll switch to you, Mayor Goldsworthy, was that three of the eight schools in Germantown, Shelby County Schools, voted, the school board, the Unified School District, however we want to refer to them, voted to retain control of those, saying that, well, in those three schools, over 50%, I think they say some 65% of the students are not really from Germantown, they're from unincorporated Shelby County.
It really goes back to the consultant's report that we embraced in, I think, January of 2012. From the very beginning, we had proceeded with the hope that we would be allowed as a city school district to continue to educate those children in all eight of the Germantown schools or the schools located within Germantown. And at virtually all of the schools, there are some children who come from the unincorporated areas. But at three of the schools, actually four, there's a substantial number. In particular, what the Shelby County School Board did in embracing its recommendation from the superintendent was to continue to operate what we call the three G schools, Germantown High School, Germantown Middle, and Germantown Elementary School. Obviously, those are schools that are well embedded within our community and have always enjoyed a lot of community support, and it was our hope that they would be included along with others at which the majority of students are from Germantown or also represent some kids from Collierville.
I want to get Mayor McDonald in and just get your reaction to the vote. Do you like this deal?
Well, we were surprised the other way. I'd been saying for months that the possibility existed that a couple of our schools might not be included for that very reason, that if they did not allow us to keep schools that had non-Bartlett kids in it, that there were a couple of schools they might use. And so as it turned out, there were schools around our perimeters that those children could go to. And so they instead allowed us to have all 11 buildings, which I've said all along, we could operate either with 9 or 11, just whichever way. We were ready to have our own schools and move forward.
Right. And so the idea of a 40-year lease, that is, I don't mean to negotiate the fine points of that lease, but that idea is good with
well,
you?
Well, we had originally expected it to be a 99. I'm not sure.
Sure.
What I'd heard was that if it was going to be a city negotiation would be 40 years. If it's a school board negotiation, it would be 99. So I'm going to have to get some clarification on that. School boards are about to be elected, so it may be that we're able to switch from a 40 to a 99.
Yeah.
We'll have to have that discussion as we move ahead.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.